Begin the current daf in Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Aleph. Begin 5 lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues in the related discussion with the previous daf. That is, the Gemara had introduced a discussion regarding if Yom Echad Bashana is Kishana or Shleshim Yom. And that is because that was introduced based on one of the items mentioned in our Mishnah, the beginning of the Masechta, which spoke about that the Rosh Hashanah, one of the 4 Rosh Hashanahs in the Mishnah, is that of the first of Tishrei, which is for Netiyos, regarding the saplings, how many years it has to go through for it to become not Arla or not Revai anymore, which the cutoff is Tishrei. However, we said that will be related. It has to be at least 30 days before, which came into discussion, who could the Mishnah be like? Because there's a machlekes, why would it have to be 30 days before and not one day before? Because there are different opinions regarding if one day in the year is like a year, and hence you could have already fulfilled your, if it's one day before Tishrei, you already got 1 year, and then you would start the next year, or 30 days you have to have it before. Now, related to that discussion, Rabbi Yechon had said that both opinions, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, who they have their respective opinions of if one day in the year is like a year or if 30 days in the year is like a year, they both learn from the same pasuk, which is going to be the crux of our sugi that we're going to lead up to regarding machlekes of when the world was created, where they bring the pasuk of Ahi ba'achas v'sheish me'ishana berishon be'echel achaydish. So it doesn't say in the Torah exactly which month we're talking about, but it says which number month it is. First month, the second month. So now, that will be related regarding the following discussion with Machlekes has many ramifications of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, when was the world created? So the Gemara brings Tanya Linda Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer, he says, B'tishrei nivra olam. The world was created in Tishrei. And the Gemara will later on bring on the coming daf, the source for this, how he knows that the world was created in Tishrei. And moreover, B'tishrei nil the Avos, in Tishrei, the Avos, Avram and Yaakov, were born. But Tishrei Meso Avos and Tishrei also, the Avos were Nifter, they passed away. But Pesach Nil Yitzchak, and Pesach was when Yitzchak Avinu was born. But Rosh Hashanah Nifkad Sarah Rachel V'Chana, and Rosh Hashanah, then Sarah Amenu, Rachel Amenu, and Chana, they were, their Zecher, their remembrance came in front of Hashem as a, for kindness, for goodness, and it was decreed upon them on Rosh Hashanah that they should be able to conceive. Rosh Hashanah, Yotze Yosef Bisasruna. Rosh Hashanah was when Yosef HaTzadik was taken out of jail when he was in Mitzrayim. We continue on top of Yod Aleph and Mid Aleph. Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avodim Abaseinim Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, again, all these references of Rosh Hashanah are to what we commonly call Rosh Hashanah, which is the first of Tishrei, was when the Avodah for our forefathers had ended in Egypt. And that is 6 months before they were finally redeemed, which was in Nisan. 6 months before that, on Rosh Hashanah, which was on Tishrei, was when they stopped the hard work they were doing. Ben Nisan Nigalu, then 6 months later in Nisan, where they were redeemed. And Ben Tishrei Sid Nagal, and then the Tishrei will ultimately be the final redemption. So we find by a lot of things, the common theme of Rabbi Eliezer is that Tishrei is the defining time. Rabbi Shuaimer, he argues on many of these points. He says, no, Ben Nisan Nevelim, in Nisan the world was created. Ben Nisan all the others, and Nisan the forefathers were born. Ben Nisan Mesa Avos, and then Nisan the Avos were died. Regarding these, he holds the same. Be Pesach Nil Yitzchak, and Pesach Yitzchak was born. Be Rosh Hashanah Nifkad Sarah Rachel V'Chana, on Rosh Hashanah, then it was decreed that Sarah Rachel and Chana should conceive. Be Rosh Hashanah Yotzev Yosef Mesurin, and he agrees also that Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei was when Yosef went out of jail. Now, Rosh Hashanah, but Lavoidim Abedesenu, he also agrees that Rosh Hashanah, 6 months before, was when the Jewish people stopped working in Egypt. Ben Nisan Nigalu, and Nisan, as it says, that's when the redemption was in Nisan. Now, on this point, he argues again, but Ben Nisan Asin Legal, the final redemption will be also in Nisan. Again, the primary according to Yeshua is Nisan, and the primary according to Elazar is in Tishrei. So the Gemara elaborates. Time to learn the Braisa. Blazar says, from where do we know, which is his opinion, that the world was created in Tishrei? So they both bring similar psukim one after another, and they medayik from their respective psukim according to their opinion if the world was created in Tishrei or Nisan. So Blazar says it was in Tishrei. Shanam, it says a pasuk in Bereishis, V'yom Elokim, and God said, Tachei Ha'aretz Desha, that the earth should be covered and clothed with vegetation. Esiv Mazriya Zera, grass that creates seed. Eitz Pri, the tree of fruit, which means to say that it's already completed, it's already concluded with its fruits on it. Now, on that, Rabbi Elazar says, Ezehu Chedesh Sha'aretz, and the Girsa is Maleya Dashoim. What month is it that the earth is full with vegetation? Where that's the term that it's saying, it's Tachei Ha'aretz Desha, that it should be completely full of dashoim. And as the other part of the pasuk where it says eitz pri, that ve'ilon moli peris, that you have a tree that's already full with fruit, because it's saying it's eitz pri, what month is that? Havoim, is that Tishrei? One would say that's Tishrei, which we know that's Chag HaOsef comes out on Tishrei, which is Sukkot, which is when everything is already completed, everyone's already bringing everything inside the house. Now, Vaisa Perig Zman Revi'aisim. That period of Tishrei was a time of when there was a necessity for rain. In other words, what he's coming to say is, I'll prove to you that Tishrei was when the world was created, because that's a time, which is the beginning of the new season, when one needs rain. And I could show you also that rain came down and things sprouted. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk over there, v'eid yalam in the arts, that a mist came up from the ground. And that's a raya, that it's Tishrei, because Tishrei is a time of revia, of when the rains have to come down. So that's how Rabbi Eliezer proves from these two sources that it was a time of Tishrei that the world was created. Rabbi Shua says, minayin shebet nisan devroilam. He says, no, how do I know that the world was created in Nisan? Shneim, like it says, and he quotes the pasuk afterwards. Now, the pasuk Rabbi Eliezer was quoting was what Hashem said should happen. The next pasuk is quoted as what actually happened, and that's where Rabbi Shua is going to bring his source from. It says, v'toytze ha'aretz dasha, that the earth brought forth vegetation. It doesn't say v'tatche aretz, that it was full with vegetation. It was just coming forth. And it also says, esav mezriya zera, that's the same, that it was grass that brought forth a seed. V'eitz oisav pri, and it was trees that were making fruit, but not that it was eitz pri, that it was completely concluded with all the fruits on it. Now that Rabbi Yeshua says, Ezu chaydish sha'aretz, and the gear says, Meitzia dasham. So what month is it that the earth is just first now bringing forth vegetation? And ve'ilan meitzi peres, and the tree is now bringing forth fruits, but not, it's the beginning, not that it's concluded. Havayim is a Nisan. One would say that's Nisan, where it's at the end of the rain season, when things just start coming out. Now, moreover, similar to what Rabbi Eliezer had done, I'll prove to you that it was Nisan. Because Va'isa Perig Zman Behema V'chayev O'ev Shem Izdavgin Eitzel Zeh. This season of Nisan is the time when the animals, the wild animals, the birds, that they mate one with another. Now, that's what they need at that time, because as he's trying to prove that the world was created in Nisan time. So I could prove to you that by creation time was when they were mating, and hence it was Nisan. Shemlaka says the Pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Love Shu Karm Hatzayin B'Goymer. As we explained this Pasuk in the previous stop, that the flock of the sheep, then they clothe themselves with a reference to becoming pregnant, to conceiving, which is at the same time as the Pasuk says, She Yisra'ayu, that there's going to be the rustling of the stalks of grain, which is in Nisan time, as the Bach says, because the Pasuk there in Tehillim says, Mechen Harim Bekoich, it's talking about the creation of the world by Bria Sa'ilam. So obviously, you see that it's the creation of the world was in Nisan at the time when the animals mate. So that's how Rabbi Shua brings a raya for his opinion that the world was created in Nisan. Now, but then the Gemara asks, each opinion with the other one's Pasuk, each one seems to indicate that it was Tishrei and Nisan. So what do they do? So the Gemara asks, V'idach Nami, but Rabbi Eliezer, Haksiv Eitz Eisa Pri, what is he going to do with Rabbi Shua's Pasuk, where it says that the actual creation wasn't an Eitz Pri, wasn't a tree full with fruits, it was making the fruit, which is in the beginning, which is a Nisan. So now he says, Hahu Lebracha L'Darisu Dachsiv. No, that's not what actually happened. What actually happened was Eitz Pri. Eitz Eisa Pri was a blessing for future generations that it should make fruits continuously. That's what the tree should do. But right now, it actually was created in the status of Eitz Pri, was already concluded because it was created in Tishrei. Now, the Gemara says, V'idach Nami, what does Rabbi Yeshua do with Rabbi Eliezer's Pasuk? Haksev Eitz Pri, but it says that it was in Tishrei time because it was a tree already filled with fruit. So that he says, Hahu could Rabbi Shuman Levi? No, that's coming to teach like Rabbi Shuman Levi said. The Rabbi Shuman Levi, he said that Kol Maisav Reishis, all acts of creation, everything that was created, the Gemara says, B'kaymas in Nivru, they were created with their full height. And that's what it means, Eitz Peri, meaning it was fit to carry all the fruit right now because it was a fully mature tree, it was Bekaimasan. And that's what it means, but not that it was full with fruit because actually it was created not in the time of Tishrei, but rather it was in Nisan when it just started. So one component was that they were all created in their height. Second of all, Ledaita Nivro, they were all created according to their will, meaning these creations were all asked first, do you want to be created? And they said yes. And the third thing is Litzibyoina Nivro. They were created according to their desire, meaning each one according to their flavor, according to their form, according to what was appropriate aesthetically for how they should be. Shnem, like it says, a passing in Bereshis. Vaychula Hashemayim Va'aretz V'chol Tzivam, that then they completed the heaven and the earth and all their hosts. Now, the drush is, Al Tikr Tzivam, don't read it hosts, Ela Tzivyayinim, rather their desire that each one was created according to their specific desire. But again, the way he's answering Rabbi Yeshua is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that it doesn't mean that it was a eighth peri, that was all the fruits were there, because it wasn't in the time of Tishrei, it was in the time of Nisan. It just means to say that it was fit to carry all them, because it was created fully mature, the trees. So that was in regards to their machlekes regarding the creation of the world and their respective sources, if it was in Nisan or Tishrei. Now, regarding the second machlekes manifestation of this was Rabbi Elazar, where he says, Minayin shebe Tishrei nolda Avos. So Rabbi Elazar continues bringing his sources. How do you know that in Tishrei was when the Avos, Avram and Yaakov, were born? Shnemer, like it says, the pasuk in Malachim Aleph says, "V'yikhalu el haMelech Shleimi kol ish Yisrael," that all the people of all the Jewish people gathered to the king Shleima, "B'yerach Eisanim b'chag," in the month of the Eisanim, on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Now, the drasha is "Yerach Shanol d'boy Eisani Olam." Why is the month of Tishrei called "Yerach Eisanim"? It's because it's the month when the Eisani Olam, when the mighty ones of the world were born, which is a reference to the Avos, which is in Tishrei. Now that the Gemara asks, "My mashma the high Eisan loshen lishna did kifi." Who? Where do you see that the term Eisan means the mighty ones? To say that that's when the mighty ones, the Avos, were born. So Kedav Sofak says the posing about Midbar. It says Eisan meishavecha, that the might is in your resting place, and that's how we know that it's Eisan, which is a reference to the Avos. Now the Biyomim. Now the Gemara brings is a posing in Micha that says Shimu Harim, hear mountains, Esriv Hashem, the fight of Hashem. Voisanim, and the mighty ones, Moisti Aretz, the foundations of the earth. Now, we see the Pasuk is comparing, referencing Isanim is the same as the Harim. Now, we find that the Avos are called Harim. Like it says in the Pasuk Va'imer, it's a Pasuk in Shir Hashirim that says, Kol Daidi, the call of the voice of my beloved, Hinezeba, behold, he's coming. Medalig al Harim, jumping on the mountains. Mikabetz al Gvois, leaping on the hills. Now, that the Drasha is, Midalag al Harim, he's jumping on the mountains, Bischus Avos, in the merit of the Avos, which means to say that he's Midalag the Ketz, which means to say he jumps to the end of time to make it quicker because of the Harim, which is a reference because in the merit of the Avos, which also the term Harim is also Harim, which means parents, which is the Avos, and Mekabetz al Gvois, Bischus Emois, and he leaps on the hills in the merit of our of the mothers, which are the four mothers, and we have the Shleisha Avos. So we see, this is what the chronology of what he's saying is, that we see that the Avos are called Harim, which is Medal Gaharim in the merit of the fathers. And we see that Harim are called Eisanim, as the Pasuk equates in Micha, Harim and Eisanim. And therefore, we know that when it says Yerach Eisanim, it means the month when the Eisanim, the Avos, were born, which is in Tishrei. And that's Rabbi Elazar's source of how we know that they were born in Tishrei. Shua Imri says, no. From where do we know that in Nisan was when Avram and Yaakov were born? Like it says, a pasuk in Malachim Aleph says, and so too was Yitzchak Avinu, according to everybody, was born on Pesach. So it says, it was in the 480th year, for when the Jewish people had left Egypt. Bashan Haraviz, in the fourth year, as we explained in the previous daf, it means to say the fourth year of when Shlomo HaMelech started his reign. Bachodesh Ziv, in the month of Ziv, which that's a reference to the month of Iyar. Now, the drasha is, B'yerach shenol d'boy Ziv sani olam. Why is it called that it's called Ziv? Because it was the month when the radiant ones of the world were born, which is a reference to the Avos. Now, although there's a glaring question, which is he's saying that they were born in Nisan, and here we're saying that the month of Iyar is called Ziv, which is that's when they were born, but they weren't born then, they were born in Nisan. Rashi gives two interpretations. Either it means to say that when Iyar started, then the Avos were already born in Nisan, so that's why it's radiant, because they were already born in Nisan. Or actually that there are times when the Tkufa of Nisan, which is the solar months, that goes into the Jewish month, which we go lunar, of Iyar, and that's why it's called Ziv, because although it's Iyar, but it's a reference to Nisan in the solar, and we're referencing that where the Avos were born in Nisan into Iyar, because we're taking the solar into the lunar. But either way, it's a reference that the Avos were born in Nisan. Now the Gemara asks, as it did before, what does each one do with the other one's source? As the Gemara asks, as the gear says change, v'haksiv, but it says in the Pasuk, B'yerachaysanim. What does Rabbi Yeshua do with Rabbi Elazar's source, where it says that the month of Tishrei is called the month of the mighty ones? And as we proved, that's a reference to the Avos. So we see they were born in Tishrei. And that the Gemara answers, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Hasam did tekivim b'mitzvah. So what it means to say is that the month of Tishrei is mighty, not because the mighty ones are born then, it's mighty with mitzvahs. You have Shofar, you have Yom Kippurim, you have Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, Nischamayim, and that's why it's mighty. Now, but the Gemara asks on the other opinion, Rabbi Elazar, V'idach Nami, Haksib, it says in the Pasuk B'chodesh Ziv, that means to say that the Ziv son of the Adam, the radiant ones of the world, were born in Nisan. So how could he say it was in Tishrei? And that he says, Hahud Isbe Zivyali Lani. No, it's Toma that's when there's a radiance to the trees. There's beauty in the times of Nisan. Dam Rabbi Huda says, Haiman de Nafik Biyami Nisan. A person that goes out in the days of Nisan, V'chazi Ilani de Malavlevi, he sees the trees that are blossoming, which again the world is radiant. Aimer, he says, Baruch Shle Chisim Ailamiklum. Hashem should be blessed that he has nothing lacking from his world. Uvaru vaybriyas tavis vilani tavis, and he created beautiful creatures and beautiful trees. Lehis nois behen, so that there should be a derivation of pleasure b'nei adam for people, and that's what the term of chodesh ziv, why that time of the tkuf of Nisan is called that, or the month of Nisan is called ziv, not because that's when the ziv son of Elam were born, but rather others were born in Tishrei. It's a reference because there's this radiance in the trees in the world, and therefore we make a bracha. That was the second machlekes with their sources. The third machlekes was regarding when were they nifter? When did the Avos pass away? So on that, the Gemara says that that's just a manifestation of the previous machlekes, because man dama ben Nisan aldo, according to the one who says that the Avos were born in Nisan, so ben Nisan mesu, so they die in Nisan. Man dama ben Tishrei aldo, the one who says that they're born in Tishrei, then ben Tishrei mesu, then they die in Tishrei. The reason is, and then like it says the pasuk in Devarim, Vayir ma'aleim, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people, Ben me'eve esem shana noich hayom, I am 120 years old today. Now, she'en tamo yom hayom, what is he teaching today? Of course he's talking about today. What is he adding on by saying today? Ma tamo yom hayom, is that hayom malu yom ha'vishnayse, it means to say that today I'm 120. Meaning today is my birthday, is when I completed my days and my years. Now, Lamedcha, what that comes to teach you is, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiv Umamali, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sits and fills up Shneisem Shel Tzadikim, the years of the righteous, Miyom L'yom, Mechaydish L'chaydish. From day to day, from month to month, that is exactly when they're born, is when they pass away. Shnemek says the Pasuk in Shemais, Es Misper Yemecha Amali, that the counting of your days I will fill up, and that is their years are full years. And that's why it's just a manifestation of the previous machlekes. Whenever they were born, that's the month that they're going to pass away. So those were the three areas in the first part that they had argued about. Then the Gemara continues to the next items that they had argued, that they agreed upon. Was b'Pesach Nol Yitzchak. Everyone agrees that Yitzchak Avinu was born on Pesach. So the Gemara asks, Menolam, where do we know that from? Like it says in Pasuk in Bereishis, says, L'moyir Oshu Ve'lechem, that it was told to Avram, Avinu, and Sarah that in the Mayid, which is generally a term for Mayadim, for Yom Tovim, when the next Yom Tov comes, then I'm going to come back to you. And as the Pasuk says, L'sar Ven, and then Sar will have a child. Now, what the Gemara is attempting to show from this Pasuk is that we want to make the day of the Besura, of the good news that she's going to have a child, as far away as the birth as possible, so that we can find that there was a time for a pregnancy in between. Now, the one can only make the distance from one Yom Tov to another one, because the Besura was set on one Yom Tov. And then they're saying that on the coming Yom Tov, that's when, in other words, the first Yom Tov, so you could only have a previous Yom Tov, so that's the earliest it could be. So we're talking about that you're on one Yom Tov going to the next Yom Tov. So the question of the Gemara is, Emes Kaya, when exactly was this good news said that she's going to conceive and have a child by the next Yom Tov? Ilim b'Pesach, if the Besura, if the good news came on Pesach, V'kamali batzeres, and then it meant on the next Yom Tov, L'moyed, Oshav Lecha, next Yom Tov, I'm coming back, you'll have a child. What, and that means on Shavuos? B'chamshin yamim mikiyalda, can a woman give birth 50 days after she conceives? Eldekoy batzeres, so what are you going to say? That it was on Shavuos. V'kamali b'tishrei, and then it was told that the next Yom Tov, which is in Tishrei time, then she's going to give birth. Well, akate b'chamshin yarchim mikiyalda, could a woman give birth after a 5-month pregnancy? So El Rav, the Gemara says, what you have to say is, the koi b'chag, that the good news came on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, b'kama la b'nisan, and she was told in the coming Yom Tov, which is from Sukkot, then by Pesach, she'll have a child, and that's the source how we know that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Now that the Gemara asked, but what do you mean? Akati mishita yarchi mikiyalda? Could a woman give birth in 6 months? Such a pregnancy? So that's the distance from Sukkot to Pesach. So tell me, then the Braisa to answer this question that Oisus Shanamu Barasais, actually that was what's called an Ibriya, a leap year, and it wasn't 6 months, it was 7 months because it was an Adar Sheni, and that's how the pregnancy was from Sukkot to Pesach. But the Gemara, Saif, still ultimately it's difficult. Because Ki Madli Mar Yemi Tume, when you subtract the days of Tumah, and that is the Tumah of Nida, because as the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, that day when they got the Besura, Sarimenu, although she was old, she became a Nida, she started menstruating. And that's why the Pasuk actually says that Vayika Chema V'chol V'ben Abaka, that he took the milk and the butter and the meat, but he didn't take the Ugois, the dough, because that she had needed when she was in the state of Tumah, because although she was old and she didn't have Nida anymore, but then she suddenly got it back. So if you're going to subtract that days of Tumah that she had, which Nida requires a certain amount of days till one goes through that time period, then Batsir Luhu, then you're going to have less than 7 months. So even if you're going to say it's a leap year and they have another month, but still you have to subtract the days of Nida, which are at least 7 days till she can become Tahira and then conceive and then have the pregnancy. So you're not going to have 7 months. So how can you say that it's even from Sukkot to Pesach to say that it was born on Pesach? So Mazud says, that's not a question. Because a fill mandama, even according to the opinion that's mentioned in Masechtas Nida of Lamechesim and Aleph, that Yeledis Letisha and Yeledis Lemukutain, that if a woman is having a full-term pregnancy of 9 months, she can't have it missing any days. It has to be 9 complete months of 30 days each. However, even that opinion would hold that Yeledis Leshiva, Yeledis Lemukutain, if a woman's not going full-term, she's having what, as the Gemara always quotes, of there's a 9-month pregnancy and the 7th-month pregnancy, even that opinion would agree that it doesn't have to be a full 7 months. Shem, like it says, a Pasuk in Shmuel Alf, the Pasuk says, Vayihi l'tkufa sayam, that it was for a cycle of days. And the Pasuk there ends, Vatar Chana, that Chana conceived, Vatel Bain, and she gave birth to a son. Vatikar Shmuel Shmuel, and she called her son, she called his name Shmuel. Now, the Gemara explains that Mi tkufa shtayim, the minimum amount when it says tkufais, which means to say cycles. Now, each tkufa, there's 4 tkufas in the year, each one 91 days, basically 3 months each one. Now, if you're taking tkufas, which is plural, the minimum is 2. So you can take 3 months times 2 is going to be 6 months. Now, umit yamim shnayim, the minimum of days is also 2. It says tkufas hayamim. So we're taking 2 tkufas, which is basically 3 months times 2 is 6 months, and days times 2, which is 1 day times 2, is going to be 6 months and 2 days. So you see from there that a child could be born, which is for the 7-month pregnancy, Mukutan, because that's what the Pasuk clearly says, and therefore that would be, according to everybody, not a challenge. And that's what happened with Yitzchak Avinu. He was a 7th-month pregnancy that subtracting the days of Nida was okay because you don't have to have a full 7 months. It could be even Mukutan. Now the Gemara continues to explain the Braisa that said, according to everybody, Beresh Hashanah on the 1st of Tishrei in Rosh Hashanah was Nifkata Sarah, Rachel, V'chana, that Sarah Imenu, Rachel Imenu, and Chana were all remembered that regarding their plight, that they didn't have children, and they then were decreed upon a Rosh Hashanah that they're going to conceive. So that thing was Menolam, from where do we know this? So Amr Blaza, Asya Pekida Pekida, and Asya Zechir Zechir. We learn out that one place it says Pekida, which means remembrance, and another place says Pekida, another place says Zechir, another one Zechira. From that chain, we learn out all these things, and that is because Ksiv Barachel, it says by Rachel Imenu in the Pasuk in Bereishis, says V'yizkra Elokim Es Rachel, that God remembered Rachel. Now, Ksiv Bechan says Bechan in Shmuel Aleph, V'yizkareha Hashem, it says Hashem remembered her. So both these have Zechira. Now, Va'asi Zechira Zechira, Me Resh Hashanah, both of them learn out from Resh Hashanah, where it says also remembrance. Tachsil, like it says in Pasuk Meyikra, that Shabbosain, it's a cessation of Malacha, Zichrin Tura, remembrance of the blowing. So we see that both of them are going to be learned out from Resh Hashanah, where they both say Zikaran, so we know Rachel and Chana. Now, how do we know Sarah was also Resh Hashanah? Because Pekida, Pekida, we do it from the terms of Pekida. Ksev Bechana, it says Bechana in Shmuel Alf, Ki Pokar Hashem as Chana, because Hashem remembered Chana, and we know that Chana was decreed upon Rosh Hashanah because by her it says Zechira and Rosh Hashanah says Zechira. And it says Uksiv Basar, and by Sarah it also says Vashem Pokad Asar, and Hashem remembered Sarah. So we learn out Sarah from Chana, which Chana is learned out from Rosh Hashanah. That's how we know that all these tzaddikas were remembered and decreed upon the Rosh Hashanah to conceive that year. The Braisa continued and said, B'Rosh Hashanah, Yotze Yosef B'Sotzom, that in Rosh Hashanah, Yosef HaTzadik went out of jail. The Gemara asked, where do we know that from? So the Sibylla says the pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Tiku v'achayde shayfer, that the shayfer should be blown at the renewal, ba'kes aliyim chageinu, the day of our Yom Tov, that's hidden, kichok liyisrael hu b'gaymer, because this is a statute for the Jewish people, which as we explained in the previous daf, is a reference to Rosh Hashanah, because which Yom Tov has it that's ba'kes, that it's hidden, that's Rosh Hashanah, because the beginning of the month, when the Moilid is at that time, where in the morning and night, it's hidden from people that are far away. So we know that that pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah. We continue on to Amud Beis, where then the pasuk continues afterwards, after these words of Chag LiYisrael, it says, Eidus b'Yosef Samai, that the testimony he placed in Yosef HaTzadik, where that's what the term of Yosef is b'Yosef, b'Tzisai b'Gomer, when he went out, as the pasuk concludes, Al Eretz Mitzrayim, on the land of Egypt. So we see that when did he go out? Was at this time period of what we're talking about, of Tikkun B'chayi D'Shayfa, B'Kislam Chagenu, which is the time of Rosh Hashanah. That's how we know he left jail in Rosh Hashanah time. Then the Braisa continued, it said, Rosh Hashanah, but la avoydim avasin b'mitzrayim. At Rosh Hashanah time, the hard work that the Jewish people had to, were enslaved in Egypt, ended 6 months before they were redeemed, was on Rosh Hashanah. How do we know that? Because Ksiv Hach, it says over here in the passing in Shemais, V'yitzesi eschem mitachas sevis mitzrayim. I took you out from the hard work that you had in Egypt. Now, when is that? Because Hashem, it says over there in that pasuk in Tehillim, which is after those words of Eidus b'Yosef, says Hasiraisi misevil shechmai, that I took him out from the hard labor of his shoulder, the sevil, this that he had to endure, which, as we just explained before, that sevil was in Rosh Hashanah, because that's when he went out, when he was removed from that sevil, and therefore, when it says by the Jewish people that they were taken out from their sevilos, that must be also from the sevil. We learn that there was also in Rosh Hashanah. Then the Braisa says, "Benisan Nigalu," that in Nisan the Jewish people were redeemed. That's Kedisa. That's as it says explicitly in the Pesukim that it was on the 15th of Nisan. Now, then we had the final Machlaikas. Rabbi Elazar said, "B'Tishrei Asidin Lagol," that the ultimate, the final redemption will come in Tishrei. On that, the Gemara says, "Asi Shayfer Shayfer." Rabbi Elazar learns it out from the common term of Shayfer from another place where it says Shayfer, where Ksiv Hacha, here it says in the pasuk that we quoted before, "Tikkun B'chayi D'Shayfer." Regarding Rosh Hashanah, it says you should blow by the renewal a shayfer. Now, Ksiv Hasim, it says over there, pasuk in Yeshaya regarding the final redemption, says, Bayeimahu, on that day, in the reference to the final redemption, you talk about shayfer gadol, they will blow with the shayfer, a large blowing. Now, therefore, we say that just like there, the blowing of the shayfer is Rosh Hashanah, here also the blowing of the shayfer and the ultimate redemption will be on Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei. Pshuah Imer, he argues, he says, But Nisan Nigalu, in Nisan they were originally redeemed from when they left Egypt, and Benisan Asid Lagal, and in Nisan will be the final ultimate redemption. And that Gemara's Minolam, where does he know that from? Because Amakrad says a pasuk in Shemais, it says, Leil Shimurim, which that's a reference to when they were leaving Egypt. It says that this is a night of Shimurim, which the pasuk they concludes of Hul Hashem, that's what it is for Hashem, Leitziyim Eretz Mitzrayim, to take them out from Egypt. Hu alayla hazeh Hashem, this is the night for Hashem, Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'dereisim, it's a safeguarded, anticipated night for the Jewish people for all the generations. Now, there's two ways to interpret the term Shimurim. It either can mean v'aviv shomer sadava, that his father anticipated, or can mean shmira, of safeguarding. So on that, Rabbi Yeshua interprets, what does it mean, anticipated? It's a leil hameshumer uva, it's a night that was anticipated and coming. In other words, for redemption, from the 6 days of creation, this was the time that is designated for redemption. And that was the first time, Mitzrayim, and that's going to be by the ultimate redemption too. This is what we anticipate always as the time of our redemption. That's why it's going to be in Nisan. Now, for Idach, whereas Rabbi Elazar, he defines the term Shimurim, not as anticipation, but as safeguard, which is, it's not talking about the final redemption, because the final one will be in Tishrei, not in Nisan. Rather, it means Laila Hameshumer Uvam and Mazikin. It's a night that's safeguarding coming from all demons, from all harmful things. That's what the night of Pesach is, but the ultimate redemption will not be in Nisan, rather, it will be in Tishrei. Now, the Gemara concludes regarding this whole discussion, this big machlekes, when the world was created, and similarly regarding the Avos being born and being Nifter and the ultimate redemption. So the Gemara says, Viyazdu, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they go, Litamai, according to their opinion, regarding the coming Braisa that the Gemara is going to bring, which is again where this introduction, where this whole topic came in, which was from the previous daf regarding the Pasuk by Noach, by the Mabel, which just talks about certain months, where that's where we had introduced regarding if a day in the year is a year or 30 days in the year is a year. So now the Gemara says that their Machlekes comes to a point here in these Pesukim. The time like we learned in the Braisa. It's a Pasuk in Bereishis that says, Bishnas Sheish Meir Shon El Chai Noach. in the 600th year of the life of Noach, b'chaydish hashen in the second month, b'shiva asur yom l'chaydish in the 17th day of that month, that the pasuk concludes over there in Perek Zayin, pasuk Yud Aleph, by yom hazeh on that day nivku'u kol ma'inos tohim rabba. That's when all the springs of the earth under the ground burst forth, v'rubis hashemayim niftachu, and the windows of the heaven open up, and that was the beginning of what we know as the Mabel, as the great flood, because of the all the wicked people that were destroyed besides Noach and his family in the Teva. Now on that we have a machlekes regarding the defining of this pasuk. Now, by way of introduction, Rashi explains that, as we'll see in this machlekes that the Brisa will quote, there's a machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua exactly when was the world created, and so too in the calculation of these years of Noach, which are correlated to when the world was created. Now, Rabbi Elazar holds that the world was created in Tishrei, and that is, from Tishrei is when we begin the counting of the years of the generations. Now, therefore, by default, the Mabel that it says it was B'chaydash Hashem in the second month, according to Eliezer, means to say that it was in the month of Mar Cheshvan, because it starts in Tishrei, and therefore the second month is Mar Cheshvan. Now, the Mabel itself was for approximately 12 months, where it started in the second month, on the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, and it continued till the 27th, which is when the earth had dried up, which that was a Mar Cheshvan in the coming year after it had started on the 17th. Now, the Tishrei before, in other words, when it started on the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, when it continued going, and then it concluded on the 27th of Mar Cheshvan, the Tishrei before it ended was when the water had dried from upon the earth, which is the earth had become like a type of a grid, but it wasn't totally dry. Now, that was the beginning, as is indicated in the Pasuk, of the 601st year of Noach's life, where it says, V'hi ba'achas v'sheish me'ishana, it says that it was in the 601st year, b'rishon be'echal ha'chaydish, in the first month, and the first of that month, which, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is Tishrei. And that's his calculation, because he holds the world was created in Tishrei. And that's when the next year started, which when Noach became 601 years old. Now, from the fact that it didn't say that it was the 601st year of Noach's life up until now, meaning up until Tishrei, so from that you could infer, not like Rabbi Yeshua, which is what Rabbi Lez's opinion is, that you do not count the calculations of the years of the generations from Nisan, because had it started, if the countings of the new years would be from Nisan, then it should have written already that it was the 601st year of Noach at an earlier point in time in the chronology of the Mabel, where when it said Vatanach HaTeva, that when the Teva settled, it should have said that it was on the 601st year of Noach's life, on the seventh month when it was on the Mount Ararat, because that would have been already the next year from Nisan. Because, as Rashi explains, when it says it was the seventh month, there was a reference to the month of Sivan, which is obviously after Nisan, Nisan the year of Sivan. Now, the reason why it's called the seventh month, it was the seventh month from when the rain had stopped, as it's taught in Seder Olam, which is a collection of brises, which is going like Rabbi's opinion. That is when you calculate from the beginning of the Mabel, which was on the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, if you count 190 days, because the actual Mabel, when the rains were coming from on top and the bottom, were for 40 days, then for 150 days is when the waters got stronger and stronger. That ends on the 1st of Sivan. Now, that was when it started beginning, that the water started diminishing. As it says, V'yachsar amayim, that then the water started diminishing from at the end of the 150 days, that it was getting stronger and stronger. So it kept on getting less and less until it got to what's called the Chodesh Asir, the 10th month, which is Av. And the reason why that was called the 10th month was because it was the 10th month from when the rain had started coming down. Now, on the 1st of Av was when the tops of the mountains became visible. Now, what that means is that for 2 months, meaning from the 1st of Sivan to the 1st of Av, it diminished 15 amos, the water, because the mountains were covered with water on the top, as it says in Bereish Zayin, Chamesh Esri Amah, a height of 15 amas. So what that calculation comes out is that there was a diminishing of an amma for every 4 days, because if you take 15 times 4, comes out to 60, which was the 2 months. Now, the Teva itself actually was submerged in the water by 11 amas. Now, it only was on top of the mountain by a height of 4 amas, because the 11 plus the 4 is the 15. Now, therefore, it had settled already on the top of the mountains on the 17th of Sivan. Because if you take 4 days for an amma, and they needed four amas, so 4 times 4 is 16. That's why on the 16th, that's when the 17th of Sivan, because on the first was when it started beginning to diminishing, on the 17th of Sivan was when it finally settled on top of the mountain. Now that's what the calculation come out according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that he says actually that the world was created in Nisan, so that means that that's when we begin counting the years, the generations from Nisan. So that comes out that the second month, actually, when the Mabul started coming down, was not a Marcheshem, but rather an Ir, because Nisan it starts, and then the second month is Ir. And that comes out that the seventh month from when the Mabul started, which was when we said that the Teva had settled on the top of the mountains, was actually Kislev, not as we had said before. Now, the Torah didn't tell you, according to Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, that to begin the 601st year, when it had passed Tishrei already, because, as he explains, because the new year only begins from Nisan, not from Tishrei. And that comes out the different machlekes and how to define the different months based on when did it start, which again bases on when do we start the months of the year, which is that's how we define the years of Noach, based on from the creation of the world. And therefore, according to one opinion, it was starting in Iyar, and the other one starting from Acheshvan, because either the first month of the year, in regards to the counting of one's life, which is based on the same parallel of the counting of the generations of when the world was created, is either Nisan or it's Tishrei. So with that introduction, the Gemara had brought this brisa, that there's a machlekes about how to define these months of the Mabul. Rabbi Shulam, he says, Oysa hayayim, that day, which was the beginning of the Mabul, which is the pasuk we quoted, Yud Zayin Be'ir Hayah. It was the 17th of Iyar, because again, it was the second month, and Rabbi Shulam says the world, and so too the counting of one's years, starts on the new year on Nisan. So the second month of the year is the month of Iyar, which Yom Shemazel Kima Shekeh B'Yom, which, as we're going to explain shortly, that generally in the month of Iyar is when the Mazel, the constellation of Kima, settles during the daytime. Umayanis Mesmaitim. Another thing that usually happens in Iyar is that the springs underneath the earth get diminished. However, since the people of the world deviated from their actions, so Shina Kadosh Baruch Hu also deviated from his acts of creation. And in spite of the fact that usually the mazel of Kima comes down during the daytime, the Hela mazel Kima Yom. Actually, he brought up the mazel of Kima during the daytime. And the reason why he did that was, again, he changed the Maaseh Bereishis, was V'natul Shnei Kechav Mikima, because he took two stars out of this constellation of Kima, and with that he brought a flood, a Mabul to the world. And that's according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yezaimer, he says, no, as we explained before, he holds that the world was created in Tishrei, so the second month is Marcheshvan, so the 17th day in the second month is the 17th of Marcheshvan, which Yem Shemazel Kima Oilabayim, which is generally, and since we're talking about Marcheshvan, is when the constellation of Kima actually goes up in the world, which is, and the reason is because in Marcheshvan, as we're going to explain the different constellations shortly, is when the beginning of the day is when Akriv, is when Scorpio begins the day, and afterwards comes Keshes, the bow, which is Sagittarius. That what that comes out, according to the calculations, again, as we're going to describe shortly, is that Teleh, which is Aries, which actually the tail of Teleh is where Kima is, comes up at the end of the day. So that is the time, that's normally the time of the year in Marcheshvan when Kima is coming up during the daytime. So that wasn't part of the deviation. And actually the time of Marcheshvan is a time when there is the strengthening of the water sources underneath the ground. Now, however, but since the people of the world deviated from their actions, Shashina HaKadosh Baruch HaLeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu also deviated from his acts of creation, which the Gemara will ask later on, that where was the deviation in the creation? We see by Rabbi Yeshua there was a deviation, because generally Kima is not up during the daytime, it's actually down, and the waters are usually less, and here it deviated, and it came up during the day, and the waters became stronger, but according to Rabbi Yezid, it doesn't seem to be any deviation, it's exactly what it normally is. Kima usually comes up during the daytime in Marcheshvan, and so do the waters get stronger? But that the Gemara will answer shortly. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed Ma'aseh Bereishis, V'hela Mazel Kima B'Yom, and he brought up the constellation of Kima during the daytime. V'notosh Shnei Kechav, and he took the two stars from the constellation of Kima, made like, so to speak, a hole in them. V'hevi Mabul Olam, and through that hole is where he brought the Mabul, the flood, to the world. Now Rashi goes through a detailed explanation of what's the understanding over here of the mazalis, of kima, and when it's supposed to come up, and regards to the deviations, at least according to Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. So he explains that the galgal of the chama, the cycle, the circling of the sun is round, which means that it's ecliptic. It has basically a round circle that it goes around, which means to say that half of it, of the constellations, are above the ground, which means to say because the sun goes around this area of where there's the different constellations, and that cycle has half of them above the ground of the earth, and half of them are visible below the ground, which that's commonly known as the zodiac. So although we're seeing those constellations based on where the sun's going around them, and we see the sun sometimes up, sometimes down, now that cycle defines the constellations where you're going to see half of them above the ground and half of them are going to be below the ground. Now, there's a total of 12 constellations that we see in the zodiac, and Rashi brings us the order. The first one is Telet, which literally means lamb, which is known as Aries. Second one is Shur, which is literally ox, which is known as Taurus. Third one is Teumim, which is literally twins, which is known as Gemini. Then there's Sartan, which is Cancer, which is a crab. Aries is the lion, which is known as Leo. Then there's Besula, which is a virgin, which is known as Virgo. Then there's Maznaim, which is a scale, is known as Libra. Then there's Akriv, which is literally a scorpion, which is known as Scorpio. Then there's Keshes, which is literally a bow, which is known as Sagittarius. Then there's Gedi, which literally means a kid, which is known as Caprius. Then there's Deli, which literally means a bucket, which is known as Aquarius. Then there's Dagim, which literally means fish, which that's known as, many people know that, Mazel Adar Dagim, which is the last of the 12 constellations, which is fish, which is another pieces. Now, the mnemonic for this, which is split into groups of three, is Teshes, Sav, Mak, and Gedad, which literally just is the Rashi Tevis of the different mazalas. Now, so Rashi explains this, as we have said before, there are six of them at any point in time that are submerged below the surface of the earth, and there are six of them that are above. Now, this galgal, this cycle of the sun, again, which goes around in the zodiac, when one of them is going up from one side, so then the other one is going down on the other side, and that's the cycle that it's going, that we see half of them on top and half of them on the bottom, and that's how it continues to go. So the way it goes is that each one takes 2 hours for it to have an elevation, to come up above the surface. So too, the one that's going down, it takes a period of 2 hours, which that's how we end up getting for the 24 hours of the day, that all of them at some point in time will be going through the zodiac. So we're going to go through all of them in a one-day period with this 24 hours. There's 12 of them times 2, that's how long it takes for it to get up. So one takes 2 hours, and the next takes 2 hours to get up, and that's how they're continuously getting up. So each one will be going through the day at some point, either night or day, throughout the 24-hour period. Now, in Nisan time, the Telet, which the first one, which is Aries, will always begin the first hours of the morning. Then that what that makes is that if we have Teshes Sav during we have them coming up during the daytime, which is we have Mak Gedad, that they're on top by nighttime, which they're the second half, which makes Teshes Sav, which are the first ones starting with Telet, that they're on the bottom. Now when it starts in the morning, as we said, we start with Telet, that's the first ones that come up. So when Telet is coming up for those 2 hours, so then the other side, Maznaim, Libra, is going down. As we said, that the 2 hours that's coming up, the other one's going down those 2 hours. Now, at the end of those 2 hours, so then Telet, Aries, is totally up now, on top, over the surface in the zodiac. And then what that means is that Maznaim of Libra is totally down beneath. Now, after those 2 hours, then the next one of the mazals starts coming up, which is Shur, which is Taurus. Then at that time is when Akrib, Scorpio, is being submerged on the other side. And that's how it continuously happens. One comes up for 2 hours as the other one's going down. Then the next one comes up, and that's how they go through that cycle. Now, that's throughout the entire month of Nisan. In the month of Iyar, so then actually the next one, that's how it goes through the month. That's why each month has its own mazal, which because the month of Nisan is the one of Telet, which is the lamb, which is what they had brought in by the Karban Pesach. Then in Iyar, it's Shire. It's the second one that begins the service of the day. It's always called by the one that begins the day. So throughout Iyar, it's Taurus that's starting off the day. Now, in those first 2 hours, after those 2 hours, it concluded its elevation up. Now, the next one that comes up for the next 2 hours is Teumim, is the twins, which is Gemini. Then the third one is Sartan, which is Cancer. The fourth one is Arya, which is Leo. Fifth one is Basula, which is Virgo. Then the sixth one is Maznaim, which is Libra, and so to so forth. That's how continuously going when it's in the month of Iyar. Now, what that comes out is that in Iyar, the Tleh, which is coming out now, the last one, so it's going to be coming up the last 2 hours of the day. Because after that it came up, then the first 2 hours of the morning now, meaning the last 2 hours of the nighttime, is when Tleh, which is Aries, is coming up. Then once the night is concluded and it's already up, then comes up the next one, which we said, sure, Taurus is the first one that comes up in the air. Now, what that means is, and this is what Rabbi Yeshua's opinion was illustrating, is that means the entire day, from when the day starts, it's essentially on its way down. It's coming down because it already came up in the last 2 hours of the nighttime. That means to say it's spending its whole entire day coming down. Now, that's what Rabbi Yeshua had said, that Hashem was Mishana Maisa Voracious, because although genuinely an ear, Mazlakima is Sheikea Bayoim, it's spending its day coming down, Hashem changed that and made it come up. So it was coming up instead of already going down. So that was one halacha that we see from Rabbi Yeshua. Now, related to that is because, how do we know that this is related to what Rabbi Yeshua is saying? He was talking about Kima, and we're discussing right now Tleh, is because Kima is actually the tail of Tleh. So the tail of the lamb of Aries is where Kima is. So we're saying that the Kima, which is part of Tleh, which is generally coming down, actually by the Mabul was coming up. Hashem changed it. Now, how do we know that the Mabul started the flood was during the daytime, to say that that's how he made the hole in with the two stars that he took from Kima, and that's when it was coming through. And the reason why he did that from Kima was because the mazel of Kima has many stars there. So he took two of those stars, and through that hole is where the Mabul came through. So how do we know that actually happened during the daytime? It's because it says in Pasim Bereishis Zayin, it says, Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh ba'noyach, that in the essence of the day was when Noyach came. Which the Gemara explains elsewhere that he was Mekatne Amon, he was from the small ones of faith, which means that he didn't come in until the waters pushed him in, as it says in the Pasuk, Memnei Mehamal, because the waters are out, but it says it was during the daytime. So again, although generally it's not coming up, it's coming down, but Hashem changed that and made it come up because of that they were Mishana, so he was Mishana. Now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that's why Hashem had to change the Seder Bereishis, is that now the tail of the Tleh, which is Kima, was coming up during the daytime, which again, as we said, he took the two stars out of it. Now, another deviation was that generally during the summer months, which is what we're saying according to Rabbi Yeshua, that it's during Iyar, is when, because of the sun, that then the springs underneath get diminished and the rains stop. But again, Hashem changed that in the second component too, that he made the rains come down and he made the springs of the earth flood and get stronger, and then that flooded over the earth, and that way it killed the people. But again, this is the understanding of why there was a deviation according to Rabbi Yeshua, based on the understanding of the Mazal, is that generally it's on its way down during the times of Iyar. Hashem changed that and made it come up so that it could take out the two stars from Kima, which again, the tail of Tleh, which is generally on its way down, and here was on its way up. Now, but now the Gemara asks, Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua, so we can understand the current Rabbi Yeshua's interpretation, Hainduch Siv Sheni. Now, the Torah calls Iyar the second month, which according to him, he says the world was created in Nisan, so we can understand why Iyar was called the second, because the second of the months, the months begin in Nisan. Why is it said that, which he's referencing as Mar Cheshvan, because he says the world was created in Tishrei, that he's saying that the Mabul started in the second month, why is it calling it the second month? Now, as Taisa explains, although what's the question, Rabbi Elazar holds that the world is created in Tishrei, so that should be the second month of the beginning of the creation. But still, Taisa explains that although for the calculations of the years of the generations, which so too that was for the years of how old Noach was, which went based on the years of the generations, which goes and calculated from Tishrei, but however, regarding the counting of months, as the Gemara had illustrated in the previous daf, we count months, the Rosh Hashanah for Chadashim is from Nisan. And therefore, we would not say that the second month would be Cheshvan, because actually the second month, if we're calculating month of the year, would be actually Iyar. So what's the pshat in Rabbi Eliezer that he says there was a Mar Cheshvan? What's it calling it the second one? So the Gemara answers, it means Sheni Ledin. It means the second one for the judgment, which means to say for the Gezerah that was decreed on them from the previous Tishrei, which is again, that's when the judgment of the world is. And that's because partly Tishrei Nivra Olam. So that means it means the second one from that din, which was in the month of Mar Cheshbon, because Tishrei is the first one of when the din was. So the second one for that is that, but you're right, according to the calculation of the month, that will come out to Iyar. Now the Gemara asked the question we alluded to before. Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua, we understand the current of Yeshua's interpretation. Hainu Deshina. Now that's what it means that Hashem deviated, because they deviated, which means to say we said at least two deviations, where although generally Mazal of Kima is being submerged, is on its way down during the months of Iyar, Hashem changed it and made it come up during the daytime. Another difference is that generally in the summer months in Iyar is when the waters of the Mayanis get weaker and instead they got stronger. But Elirulazah, Maishina, according to Brother, what was the deviation? It was in Mar Cheshbon, which is when the waters of the springs do get stronger, and it's also when the Mazal Kima is Oila, it is on its way up. So what was the Shina? So I think Gemara says, Kedav Chizda, that there's actually a different Shina, a different deviation, which was what the Shina was. Tamar Chizda, Kedav Chizda said, Bereiskin Kilklu. The people of the world, they did wrong with something that's boiling hot. Ubereiskin Nidainu, and that's what was deviated by Hashem, that he made the springs of the water and all the water that was coming boiling hot. As the Gemara explains, Bereiskin Kilklu, what does it mean that they sinned with Reiskin? That means Bavera, it means with sin, which is regarding Zera Levatala, about the semen, which is something that's boiling hot, that is how they sinned, and therefore that's why they were punished, which Hashem changed the properties of the water and made it all boiling hot. And the Bereis Chanidainu, and that's how we see that they were punished with boiling hot, because Ksiv Hacha says over here in the Pasuk by the Mabel, says, Ve'yishaychu amayim, that the waters calm down. Now, Ksiv Hasam, it says over there in the Pasuk, V'chamas hamelech shechach, it says that the anger of the king calmed down. Now, generally, anger is something that's boiling hot, as I said in the pasuk of Hamasi Baravavai, that his anger was boiling in him. So, from the fact that it says that it calmed down, which means to say in the reference from something that's hot, so we see that they were punished with things that were boiling hot, and that was what Hashem changed it, although the properties of the water were not like that, but because they sinned with Reiskin, so they got punished with Reiskin. But again, it wasn't that there was any change in regarding of when Kima comes up and regarding the Skarbis of Mayim, because according to Rebbe Eliezer, it was by Mar Cheshbon, which is normative for Kima to come up, and for the waters to get stronger, it was only in regarding changing the elements of the water from as it is to Reiskin to punish them because they sinned with Reiskin.